Hi, I'm Jonathan Edwards. Welcome to Be Still and Know. Let's hear what God is saying to us today. Titus chapter 1, verse 1. This letter is from Paul, a slave of God and an apostle of Jesus Christ. Paul was born into a strongly Jewish family and also had the privilege of being a Roman citizen. Quite likely that his family was wealthy and that he would have been waited on by slaves from birth. He certainly wasn't a slave himself, but when it came to his relationship with God, slavery was precisely the right description. That is to say, God was in command of his life. This is the only occasion when he referred to himself as the slave of God, although in his letter to the Romans and the Philippians, he proudly described himself as a slave of Christ. I wonder how you would describe yourself. We live in a society in which people like to be in control of their lives. But the Christian faith deliberately involves handing over the controls to God. The reason for this is simply that he understands us perfectly and is far better able to direct our lives. Slave of God is therefore a title of honour and pride. Paul's other description of himself is as an apostle of Jesus Christ. For Paul, the defining moment of his life occurred on the road to Damascus. On that journey, he was confronted by the risen Lord and was convinced that he'd been commissioned by Jesus himself to spread the good news amongst the non-Jews. Paul hadn't had the privilege of knowing Jesus during his earthly ministry, but he was sure he had become one of his apostles, sent out to spread the gospel. Paul was always concerned to emphasize that his ministry wasn't his idea, but God's. It was God who had called him and God who would equip him for his work. Whatever we're doing today, it's important for us all to remind ourselves that we are called by God and therefore perfectly equipped to do whatever he has asked us to do. Let me pray with you. Loving God, thank you that you call us to serve you today. Thank you that you promise to strengthen us for everything that you ask us to do. Amen. Thanks so much for listening. I encourage you to join me every day for Be Still and Know here on Premier. The talks are also available on podcasts, which you can access, of course, at any time. And if you'd like to receive a free copy of our magazine, Voice of Hope, which contains all of these devotionals and a great deal more beside, please visit premier.org.uk/Voice of Hope. God bless you. I hope you have a great day.
Why choose a Sleep Number smart bed?
Can I make my side softer?
Can I make my side firmer?
Can we sleep cooler?
Sleep Number does that. Cools up to 8 times faster and lets you choose your ideal comfort on either side. Your Sleep Number setting. It's the Sleep Number Everything Smart Bed Sale. Every smart bed and base are on sale during our Memorial Day event. Up to 50% off, plus free home delivery. Limited time. Exclusively to Sleep Number store near you. Learn more at sleepnumber.com.